Some change is already taking place, even before Barack Obama moves into the White House. Senior news analyst Daniel Shore says Washington has been shifting its stance toward other countries.
On a variety of foreign policy fronts, the Bush administration has given signs of seeking stability, almost as though clearing the decks for the Obama administration. Noteworthy was a shift in long-held positions to break a deadlock over a security pact governing American troops in Iraq. The administration yielded on setting a timetable for the troops' eventual withdrawal and compromised on making Americans subject to Iraqi law. As a result, the government of Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki embraced the pact, which it had resisted for months. Had the Bush administration not yielded, that might have left the Obama administration with a crisis over authority to keep troops in Iraq. The Iraqi parliament is now debating the pact. There's also been discussion in the Bush administration of a proposal by Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice to establish some form of diplomatic representation in Tehran as a first step towards accommodation. That apparently has met some resistance. It may not happen before January 20th. North Korea has been removed from the State Department's list of state sponsors of terrorism, reversing a previous position that this would only happen after an outside inspection of samples from North Korea's nuclear sites. Efforts are now being made to reinstate the sputtering diplomatic process over the scrapping of North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Even with Cuba, the oldest American confrontation of them all, there are reported signs of movement. Washington Post columnist Jim Hoagland writes that a State Department team has been investigating the possibility of upgrading the American Interest section in Havana, in expectation of restoring full relations once Castro is gone. All these moves, relaxing long-held hard-line positions, may have the effect, if not the intention, of lightening the load on the White House newcomers. There's been no evidence of a corresponding willingness to cooperate on the domestic front. This is Daniel Shore.